Okay, I made it. I made it. Oh, I made it. Huggins Museum. Huggins Museum. Stockton. Okay, I made it. I made it. I drove all the way from my home to Stockton. It's a little bit dark day, but I made it. This is the museum I wanted to come for so many times, for so long. I come to see Albert Bierstadt. I come to see CJ Leyendecker. I come to see beautiful classic art. In the middle of Victoria Park in Stockton, California. One of the most beautiful, important, unique, historical museum. So much story. So many stories. Here I am inside this beautiful museum. And greeted by this piece of wonderful work by William Keyes. William Keyes was born in Scotland, but fell in love with the landscape of California, or maybe just fall in love with California. So he was a friend with John Muir, and they explore the local landscape, John Muir wood, the red wood together. And this piece of painting I have, I usually do not see the landscape like this, because William Keyes is famous for painting California, Yosemite, redwood, and this one is the redwood, but it's not Yosemite, it's Mount Tamaulipas. Mount Tamaulipas is in north of San Francisco, and it's a very serene landscape, and relatively close to my place. And there are a lot of stories, the legendary stories, romantic stories. And the mountain feels like a beautiful lady falling asleep, lying down. So there are a lot of legends and stories. So let's take a look at the detail of it. And his stroke is relatively free. So you can see it's, I'm sorry for the background sound. Let me try to be as quiet as possible. I like the sky, and with the camera, the iPhone, it seems a little bit lighter than the painting itself. The camera feels make the painting a little bit cold, And when you see with your real eyes, with your naked eyes, for me with glasses, I see there is a haze, an aurora, a kind of a halo of warmth, the sunset golden warmth. It's relatively a warm color, a little bit reddish, orangish, and I feel the camera does not capture, but you just get the idea. And only for the color tone, the color temperature, it was one of your visit here. It's totally worth it. And so this time I went to Mount Santa Cruz, Santa Cruz Mountain, and there was one docent or one park ranger guide and explaining about the redwood trees. Now I see it, it totally makes sense. Redwood trees needs to get nutrition from sunshine, so it grows as tall as possible. But since it grows so tall, it cannot take care of the nutrition of the whole body. So there is a natural pruning method that redwood tree take care of its health. So you can see at this particular tree and this one and also some of these at the bottom part, the tree branch will die off, fall off by itself, because the tree produce nutrition and give sugar to branch. But the lower part later does not have any function of providing nutrition. The upper leaf, upper branch, will provide sunshine, will provide moist, will provide a lot of energy for the tree to grow. But the lower part, and also competing with the surrounding neighboring trees, it becomes a consumer. It becomes only a thing that no positive impact on the tree, but only use the energy. So the tree, the redwood tree, will stop giving nutrition to the bottom part. So they are not, the bottom branches are not part of the health system of the redwood tree. And eventually it has no nutrition, and it just dry out or becoming old, no new leaves to grow, it die off by itself. And then when there is wind, there is rain, it fall off. So this is also the reason why California has so much branches on the forest ground, because this is a natural method that redwood tree taking care of its own health. I particularly like, this is a side story, I just find it very interesting. I like this random colors, so it feels, you can see these trees, tree branches. It's very, very impressive. It is impressive. It's not a real tree's color shade and things, but it does provide an illusion of another layer, and it put the focus on the focal point of this. this piece of painting. What do you think of the focal point of this painting? I see there are two focal points. Here, very bright, the sun coming place, and I feel the artist has put a lot of attention, a lot of passion into describing, into illustrating, illustrating and depicting the sky. Another part is the trees. It really, there are, you can say one focal point which is going to the end, but with several interesting places, right? That is an interesting place, a point of interest, a point of interest. And this human figure is by nature is point of interest. It brings livelihood, it brings dynamic into this painting, right? If a painting is only trees, of course, a lot of people like to paint only trees, only landscapes. But once you put a human figure in it, it brings a lot of proportion, perspective, and the feeling into it. Is he lost in the nature? Is he wandering in the nature? Is he just enjoying the nature? You can put your feeling into the painting through this guy. Okay, I will go to another room. It's a bit noisy. Okay, so this is a piece of a moose painting, animal painting by Albert Bierstadt. Albert Bierstadt was a German artist, and he had helped to develop the Hudson River style of American painting. He was very influential, and Hagen has collected some 10 or a lot of Bierstadt painting. I really like his painting style, his style, William Keith's style, and another one is Thomas Hill. And this painting is by Thomas Hill. And William Keith once said, if I can paint as good as Thomas Hill, Tom Hill, if I can reach to his skill, I am satisfied. This very much looked like Yosemite. There was a bridal veil, cascade or something. I feel I have walked along that road. It might be untitled. I do not know where it is, but it looks very, very much like in Yosemite. This is the painting. And here is, okay, so take a look. Okay, here is another painting, Evening on Oneida, painting on Oneida Lake. Okay, this one, I must have done a video last time when I visited Hagen, and this one is just so much a peace, warmth, and the color is magnificent, and serene, although it is warm color, hot color, it's just such a good balance. The darker part is if this color, so bright color, if we put a very sharp shape, it might be a little bit too much attention, too much contrast, and the brush work softens it, and the color blending softens it. And Bierstadt, when he did, I'm sorry for the SH sound, and it's one of my my particularly voice style. I'm sorry for it. Okay, let's keep on. And Bierstadt, he is one of the artists that that particularly pay attention into bringing in life, sometimes a human figure, sometimes an animal figure, and it's instead of break up the serenity of nature, it brings serenity, it brings calmness, it brings the wholeness of the nature. First, when you see this painting, it gives you a starting point of attention. I do not know about you. I am attracted by light, by shape, by contrast. But there are some things that brings immediate attention to my viewing, is movement, is action, is the figure. This animal, it really brings your attention immediately into it, because animal has feelings, or a tree has feeling also, but it is just so lively. You want to see what is going on with the animal. Is he happy? Is he alert? And the movement of the animal is really brings the focal point, a very visual, very, very echoing, that you echo with the artist. Oh, this is the attention point, right? It brings that. So Bierstadt used this as a focal point, as a starting point for us to explore. So you can see this is a small animal, takes not even 1% of the space, but it brings everything in this painting together. It is alert, or maybe she or he, let's say she is alert, or he might be he, because it feels like a male. He is alert, he need to take care of the mama and baby, and it is serene, and there seems no danger. Mama and baby was very relaxed, and he is taking responsibility. And even in the most serene, even in the most safe, cozy place, it takes responsibility, it cares about. There is a feeling, it cares about the family, cares about, there is a feeling that is so much deeper than just putting an animal there. Don't you think so? So you can see this one also has animal in it. But this painting is the forest in Central Valley. I just came back from Stockton a park, and it feels very much like it. I used to visit Fresno also. They have huge park also. And you see a lot of very flat land and trees, a lot of trees. That is exactly that feeling. And another thing you get from visiting Central Valley, you feel the cycle of life. The old branches fell off, and flowers grow from the old branches, and the old branches become a land. You can see here is an old branch. The old branch deteriorate, becomes part of the natural nutrition. New flowers grow up, and trees grow up, small trees grow up, flowers grow up, and grass grow up, and animals wandering around and looking for something new, something old. It's such a beautiful and harmonious cycle of life, don't you feel so? And even the tree by itself, there are old branches, there are darker color, there are tender green color, all these combined together, yellow color, red color, dark green color, brown color, tender green color, lemon green, that new color, everything such a harmonious combination and harmonious coexistence. I love. And this is so cute. Oh, it's a little bit like a cuckoo. Oh, when cuckoo is buzzing around and also alert something happening. Oh, what a beautiful piece of artwork. So this one is Yosemite Valley. And sometimes people criticize Bierstadt because it seems sometimes he does not do it 100% as what he see, not photographic realism. He took his artistic license and switch a little bit of the shape, or switch a little bit of the location of the mountain and make it more artistically presentable or pretty. For whatever reason, I just, when you see this majestic view, when you see this painting, you love this place. You fall in love, heart and soul, completely. So this is not a photo, this is not a photographic accurate, but it's a poem. It's the song in our heart, in his heart. He's singing a love poem to nature. Okay, so here is another piece of the Yosemite Valley, and from another angle. And the one we have seen has more sunshine on the ground, and this one, no sunshine on the ground, but in a little bit further place. I feel this one has a little bit of serenity and calmness. There is not much sunshine. Everything is calm down, the sunshine has gone. Now it's time to rest. I just feel that particular feeling. Okay, let's go back to see that one. This one has this thread of sunshine. It really brings so much brightness and liveliness, right? It's from another angle. I feel it's from that angle painted, that deer painting. Okay, still the same Yosemite, and this piece of painting is sunset Yosemite, and this is must be from the back of the mountain. So the half dome or the face, El Capitan on this side, and this must be the half dome or something. Anyway, it's like in fairy tale. This is so powerful, if I see the focal point, I do not know if the artist intended this way. I see the focal point is the sun and this eclipse, these obliques, this long thread of mountain peak. It's just, it's obscured, but even the obscurity cannot cover the powerness, the sharpness of it. You can see just a little bit of, you can see nothing really, there is no big color contrast, no sharp outline contrast, but you can see very clear, because you are seeing not only with your eyes, with your imagination, with the extension of your intention. Do I make any sense? It feels a little bit voodoo talk what I am doing, but I do feel that it's so powerful. You have to imagine the mastery, the grandness of this place. They are so very good. Okay, hello dear friends. So this painting is called The River Road by Homer Dodge Martin. American painting the new country. I am particularly interested because the clean shape and the relatively simple layout structure. The sky is slowly, gradually from darker color to lighter color in the middle because of the snow, because of the sun, and the mountain shape is soft, tender, and no dramatic change, and the water is smooth, and the road is It's a little bit ragged, it's a little bit smooth, and with the rocks. So comparing with other, that more dramatic painting, more expressive painting, this has so comparing with the more dramatic and the more cinematic paintings, this a little bit dull, a little bit less exciting, but it's just so serene. It's so serene. It's like our everyday, nothing particularly exciting, but it is these small little days that adding up make our life worthy, interesting or not. And from an artistic point, from a skill knowledge point, I am particularly interested to see each stroke, how it is made. I can see this is using the sky, use a very smooth brush stroke, and layer after layer, slowly, maybe up, down, but eventually it's just one shape, one same stroke, same direction of stroke. A lot of time when I have my class with students, students put color and up, down, here, there, then the sky does not come out like this. If you want to get this even background, even color, your hand stroke needs to be even. My uncle was one of the painter to paint walls, and he paints wall very well. And in China, there was a degree system. He was Wuji Yugong, or grade number 5 or grade number 7. Anyway, there are totally 8 grades. He's one of the top grades. And he painted when our family needed to repaint our house 50 years ago, the wall. He came and he told my father how to paint. My father was in a rush. He just painted up, down, left, right. And he said, no, 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 no. You should do always the same thing. And we see him do da, 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 da. When he does the painting, it's almost like painting. He has a rhythm. He has a pace, he has a tempo. Oh, it's just so beautiful to see people doing something with such a mastery. Anyway, what I am trying to say is that if you want the background to be smooth, your tempo will be consistent, your strength will be consistent, your direction will be consistent. So very consistent in the color shading. And the branch, I am thinking this is using either a sea sponge or a very dry brush, or maybe the combination of the two. And the mountain also. So do it slowly, one at a time. And that's what I want to try and do. Let me take a more detailed picture, some close-up detailed picture of it, so that I can practice at home. Okay, here is another piece of painting that grabbed my attention immediately, because it just stands out, because of its purity, because of its feeling, because of its contrast, because of its romance. I cannot make it clear for what reason, but this is always immediately catches me. See the white background, it's not empty at all. Even if it is white, it's not empty. There is so much depth in it. Because it's white, it does not need big contrast, although there are some big contrast, but it's actually this small nuance, small contrast makes this painting looks rich, makes the ground looks, the depths looks so deep, so profound. You can feel the snow. It's a thick snow, it's heavy snow, it's condensed snow. And some of it is not condensed, it's just a little brush of snow. It's because of the wind and the contrast and the shape and the background, the brown color. In a cold day, you feel this is evening. Do you feel? I feel this is evening. When the sun setting down, when there is enough heat, not enough heat, this is the accumulation of the existing as much as it can get heat to accumulate in the forest, in the trees. So there is a little bit of this warm color, warm brown color. And still there is this cold brown color on the tree. The background, because of the sun is there, the background is a little bit warm, and the tree is still cold. And on top, there is more color, but you do not feel this painting is losing proportion, losing weight. Even if the background, the under part is white, it just feels so filled up and so empty, so filled up all at the same time. It's just so good, and with a little bit of this green color for the tree, for the pine tree. Oh, just perfect. Okay, I will take a picture of you see these brushes of snow. It's as if there is some snow, and then there is some wind to blow it away. Ah, how wonderful. The frozen stream. Bruce